Marjorie Taylor Greene apologizes for toxic politics in CNN interview. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene apologized Sunday for engaging in toxic politics in a one-on-one interview with CNN's Dana Bash. "I would like to say, humbly, I'm sorry for taking part in the toxic politics," Greene said. "It's very bad for our country." The firebrand politician said this was something she has been thinking about since political commentator Charlie Kirk's assassination. "I'm committed, and I've been working on this a lot lately, to put down the knives in politics," Greene said. She also said Americans have more in common than they have differences, and people need to be able to respect each other despite their disagreements. On Friday, President Donald Trump withdrew his endorsement of Greene in a scathing Truth Social post, saying she had called him for an endorsement to run for another elected office. Trump also stated he would be in favor of endorsing a conservative opponent to Greene in the next primary, saying she has gone far left. Greene responded to the criticism Saturday by pointing to her support for the release of the Epstein files, defending women who were victims of rape, and fighting to expose the web of rich, powerful elites. "The toxic political-industrial complex thrives on ripping us all apart but never delivers anything good for the American people, whom I love," Greene wrote. "This is all so wrong. We can have our own differences and differing opinions, but we can still love and respect one another." Greene also reiterated her support of America First, America Only. On Sunday, she publicly reported via X that her house and family had received hoax pizza deliveries, and her construction company's office building received a pipe bomb threat. She said she also received dozens of swatting calls to her house and family members' homes when she was campaigning for Trump. In the CNN interview, Greene said she realized she had also participated in heated political rhetoric in the past.